about. You gotta put it in perspective. You ready? 3, 2, 1, here we go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
So you're the host?
Yeah.
Wow, the host with the most. Well, that's fun. Hey, you know, if you need any jokes, I found a joke book at the dump.
What were you doing at the dump? On a date or something?
No, I was just snooping around.
Snooping around?
Yeah, what else do you do at the dump?
There's so much out there that's bad for women.
So much bad for women.
But then someone comes along who's brave, who's not a size zero, but is still okay with being seen, and that is so empowering.
Because then you're like, at least I'm not as fat as her.
Right?
And now, I wish I'd never cut off my penis. I wish I had never done that.
Our feature presentation.
I mean, I can feel that.
Yeah,
I relate.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 11th of May.
What's up? What's up, you guys?
No
morning, everybody.
Curse! No curse! No curse!
All right.
Chip is very happy. Yeah. She painted it very orange last night.
Mm-hmm. So orange.
And her Ducks advanced to the next round of the playoffs, opening a series against Nashville on Friday.
Yep. Let me ask you guys about
congratulations,
Chip. How about the curse? Seriously, there's no curse.
Right. No, there is no curse.
It's just a weird.
There is no curse except if it gets in the players' heads, in which case you are at a disadvantage if you go into that Game 7 going, oh, man, 4 Game 7s in a row at home we've lost. We're probably going to lose this one, too. Then it affects your play or your confidence. Then
and it becomes something then.
Right. I think you can argue the curse is real. But is there a curse where Chip missed a game so they lost?
Yes.
I don't think that's a thing.
Oh, no, that's a thing.
Really?
Yeah, kidding? That's all on Chip.
I mean, that's certainly how it seemed in this series.
Right?
It seemed like she was their little good luck charm, mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. So, good times,
good
right?
Good times.
Chip? Yeah. All right.
So what's up, Bean?
Did Bean die? What happened?
No, I'm right here. I thought we were having a conversation.
We were. It ended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
So it's my job to transition is what you're suggesting.
Well, I mean,
it has been for 27 years, but other than that.
I bring you this story today not because I want to, but because I need to. This is
Going to suck.
Yeah, I already don't like it.
I don't like it.
You're going to like it. Wouldn't you agree, Kevin, that health is maybe the most important thing in your life? That's the most important thing you got.
Yes, Bean.
What? Why are you saying it like
because
that? Am
I'm
I wrong about that?
No, you're right about that so far.
Okay, I'm just saying.
All
if
right.
If I see something that a guy says he's been doing that has put him in the best shape of his life, he is lean, he is fit, he is healthier than he's ever been before, he's lost a ton of weight, he's got a ton of energy, he sleeps better, his skin is perfect. I mean, no aches, no pains.
Something's going up his butt.
If I see a story like that, I can't just not share that information with the world, right?
But it's going to be something ugly.
Well, look.
None of us are going to want to do it.
Yeah, it's awful.
Right?
On first glance, you may not love it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And it's based on Allie's guess. But.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Huh.
So now all of those benefits and your butt is fine.
Okay.
Let's meet, shall we, Dave Murphy, 54. He's a British man who stumbled upon what sounds like almost the fountain of youth, but again, it's a little bit unconventional.
Well, I've been drinking urine now for 6 years.
All right.
Yes!
Nope.
6 years!
I hate to say this, but I hope it's his.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
It is. All right.
Okay.
So you're already warming up to the idea.
Don't say warming up in urine.
Right.
All right.
So he's been drinking urine now for 6 years. Let's find out more about Dave, shall we?
I got into it in May 2011. I went along to a festival, and this woman called Sylvia Chandler was giving a talk there. And me and my friends walked in, you know, arms folded, you know, tell us about drinking a wee lady.
By the way,
Dave, you don't get to call up somebody else names.
You can't mock Wee Lady.
So I cross my arms and they're like, yeah, what do you got, Wee Lady?
What kind of festival was this?
Sorry, Wee Lady.
Yeah, no, I wondered that too because she said, so I walked in and they were giving a talk.
Yes.
What a terrible festival.
Right. Yes, I'm
a terrible festival.
Curious as well. All right, so he's not expecting much out of the talk, however.
And we came out of there, all of us, like, we've got to try this.
All right, what could Sylvia have said that made five guys walk out of the tent going, seriously, time to start drinking our urine? I mean, oof. That's a powerful, persuasive talk, right? Yeah. All right.
So, to my knowledge, all five of us are still doing it to this day. And all of us have had our lives transformed because of it. My morning routine is basically get up.
We don't need a
wee in my glass, drink most of it,
right?
Leaving a little bit at the bottom.
Sure.
Now, why do you suppose he leaves a little bit at the bottom?
A little chaser for later.
Let's find out.
And I'd wash myself with it. And
that's, come on!
Just pouring a little bit in the palm of my hand.
Yes, he washes himself. I told you his skin has never looked better. You guys. Apparently, urine has multifaceted uses, but I'm confused because my understanding, and I'm no biologist.
What?
My understanding is that urine is the stuff that your body wants to get rid of.
Yeah, it's expelling it.
It's waste. There's a reason why it doesn't absorb into your system, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the part that you don't want.
So your body is saying, I don't want this.
Right. Yeah. So I'm very confused how that can be the secret to good health. I don't fully understand the science behind it. But Dave sure believes.
And massaging it into my skin a section at a time. Okay, the benefits that I've experienced from drinking urine is, they started immediately. The first one within 10 minutes was this amazing feeling of well-being.
Are you surprised by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think anything works in 10 minutes.
No.
Right?
And a surprising sense of well-being, F you, from
The first time I tried this, I would be like, what's wrong with me? What am I even doing right now?
Why did I do that?
Yes, you would be panicking that it was a mistake, I think, but this guy's already chill about it.
It's like bursts of energy. and a bit embarrassingly, I then realized that I'd been constipated because the first thing I did was I had a serious bowel movement.
Okay, I don't...
How much of this do we have to...
Who's hungry?
Bean.
I think there's about 30 seconds left. There's more benefits that we haven't even discovered yet. No.
A good way of getting over the squeamishness is to mix it with juice. That's what I did in the beginning with me because I was a bit squeamish myself.
You know what's a better way to do it is just to have the juice.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is take urine, put it in the fridge, make it nice and cold.
Okay.
Then mix it with grapefruit juice, which was the strongest juice I could think of.
Uh-huh.
So that way I wouldn't taste any of the urine. And it worked. It was great. And then one day I was working away at a hotel and got up, weeded my glass as usual, and then realized I didn't have a fridge or any grapefruit juice.
What do you do?
So I really couldn't go down to the lobby with a glass full of
Right?
So I just thought, well, sod it. And knocked it back and then realized that actually it doesn't taste as bad as I thought.
So there you go. So it's effective and it's delicious, you guy. So that's the answer. That's the health tip.
I still don't know what the benefits are, except that it made him feel energized.
Well, he like I said, he lost a ton of weight. He says he's been he felt all the energy. He said he has not been sick. He said he's healthier and fitter than he's ever been in his life.
I want to see that lady's talk.
Right?
I want to know what she said to convince this guy for, what'd you say, 6 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a hell of a talk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess my takeaway is this sounds amazing, and I think Muggs is going to have to try it as the show's guinea pig.
I mean, I think so, too.
And see...
For 6 years.
And report back and let us know in 6 years if he's right.
Yummy.
Right?
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
That sounds like a bad idea for an already crappy day.
I mean, I think it's all uphill from here, I think, after drinking your own urine. Would you like to take that back on the program today?
Probably.
We have, by the way, you don't very often, just for the record.
Oh, all right.
All right. Jim Rome, we talked to on Thursdays about sports.
Go Dex.
We have Dr. Drew. on the show today. And we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta in the second row. And we're going to do that in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, nice.
So that's coming up this morning on K-Rock. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
6.7 K-Rock. Hey! K-Rock Q, Elliot O.C.'s Alternative Rock.
For you. Go Ducks.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
It is Ralph Garman time. Our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday morning. What's going on, man?
Well, I got bad news for Allie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Allie, sorry.
What got canceled?
Timeless.
Yeah.
That show. Show that I had to look up to see if it was really a show or not. That got canceled, surprisingly.
I thought Allie was just pranking us. Like, yeah. She just made up a show to see if we'd fall for it.
Yeah. But a guy who'd lost his watch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah. Couldn't really sustain one whole season, though. That thin premise.
Did he look in the couch cushions?
Everywhere. Everywhere, a different place. And then he thought he'd find it, and he'd be like, this isn't the same watch.
Then the series finale would have been the last place he looked, you think?
Exactly. And his mom just shaking her finger.
Sounds like good TV.
It does. I'm sorry I missed it now.
I hate you all. Sadly, it was a great show.
Sadly, that's gone. However, the good news is we get two more seasons of Modern Family.
Yay! All right.
They've kind of finally negotiated the contracts with the cast and everyone's set and in place. That means we get another two seasons of Modern Family coming up. So that's good news.
Excellent.
That is good.
For those of us who love that show. So that's all good. Speaking of Modern Family, Claire Dumphy, played by Julie Bowen, shows up on this list of the hottest moms on television from our friends at YouTube.com. You guys want to take a guess? Since Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, who are the other hot moms on television?
Well, I mean, Sophia Vergara has to be.
Number one, Gloria Delgado Pritchett, number one on the list of hottest moms on TV. And hottest moms in life, actually, too.
Yeah.
She made both of those lists.
Are these current shows that are on?
I was thinking that as I looked, and they're recent. Not all current, but they're all recent.
Recent.
For example, I'll give you, you'll never get this one, but I'll give you Gabrielle Solis.
From
Timeless?
No, from Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
Eva Longoria. That's... Eva Longoria played her in Desperate Housewives. So, not a current show, but certainly a recent show. And these are all of that ilk. If they're not on currently, they've been on recently.
Well, I mean, obviously, Kevin's girlfriend, Marge Simpson,'s got to be on the list, right?
These are real people, Bean. Would be real live people.
Kevin,
you don't have to raise your hand. It's your show. You can just say something.
Louis Anderson
did not make the list.
He's
great on Baskets. He is dreamy on that show.
What about Cookie?
Cookie, not on the list.
Oh, it's upsetting.
Don't be upset.
I'm going to bounce back.
It's a bad day for you. Timeless and Cookie.
I know. Yeah.
Why are we not thinking of
so
many hot chicks on TV?
I guess do we know all of them?
You're
not good. You know all of them.
We know all of them.
How about Elizabeth Keane on the Blacklist?
Not on the list.
Okay. Thinking of other attractive moms on.
Right,
we're all doing that.
I think that's what the list is about. So we're probably all focusing on attractive moms.
Oh, these are you were thinking about attractive moms.
Oh, why did I think about that?
I see.
I was talking about ugly garbage men.
I'm talking about actresses who play mothers on television shows.
Right.
Another one you probably won't get is Nikki Sanders, who is Allie Larder on Heroes.
Well, now you're going back to shows we've forgotten.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
How about...
Let me just make up a list of shows that are front of mind for you.
How about Gilmore Girls, lady?
Lorelai Gilmore.
Lorelai Gilmore, fifth
it.
On the list. Lauren Graham's Lorelai is number five on the list of hottest moms. Lori Loughlin, Becky from Fuller House. Second on the list. Someone really likes that show.
Wow.
Yeah. Becky with the good hair. She's number two.
Whose list is this?
This comes from YouTube.
Okay.
Nancy Botwin.
From
Weeds.
Yeah.
Mary Louise Parker was sixth on the
list.
She's
pretty hot on that show.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
But
and moving Weeds.
Weeds.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean she's not hot because she was on Weeds.
Oh, no. I'm just saying none of these are on at all.
They're recent.
Ish.
That's all he said was recent.
Sorry, the mom from Timeless isn't on the list.
there wasn't one.
Joan Holloway from Mad Men. Christina Hendricks on the list, number seven.
Okay.
Come on, she's so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's a beautiful woman.
I'm trying to think of someone else.
As I mentioned, Claire Dumphy, Julie Bowen's eighth on the list. And lastly, Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
I'll allow it.
She's way hot.
Yeah, she is. Very attractive.
And dragons. Right? You know that going for
right. Her.
Would you vote for Dwayne The Rock Johnson for president?
Yes. Yes. Can he start today?
Wow. You guys are pretty quick to put another celebrity in the in the Oval Office.
It's going great.
The former wrestler tells GQ magazine that running for president is a real possibility.
Let's do it. Right.
He says he wants to see better leadership in the White House. And it says, even if we disagree, we've got to figure it out, he says. Says The Rock.
Okay.
So, when you're watching Baywatch, you're saying, look how dreamy he is. Think, how great would he look nude in the Oval Office, right?
Well, I don't know why he'd be nude, but no, I don't think.
It's the first thing I would do if I was president. I would get so naked in the Oval Office. And I would run in an oval, because that's the shape of it.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Would you call people in?
Yes.
I need something.
Can I get the secretary of... My nards.
would you keep the red button that delivers you an ice cold Coca-Cola? I think I would.
No, I would put a mini fridge in the Oval Office. Why do I have to wait? Why can't I just spin my chair around and reach into my fridge and get what I want?
See, you're already making America great, Ralph.
See, I'm a man of action.
The red button is for a banana split.
Oh, there you go. Yours.
Just push that and then you get a banana split. I like that, too.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Louis Farrakhan. Our buddy Louis.
Wow.
Louis Farrakhan.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Very low profile lately.
He is. Well,
I want to take one last.
Nope. Oh, now we're in trouble.
We really don't have time.
He's been out of tone.
We don't have time. Maybe we can do that later.
He's 84 years old today. Blac Chyna. Model Blac Chyna. Which one is she dating? Is she dating the sock heir, the sock empire guy? Or
I think she had a kid with him, but they aren't.
Together.
Dating?
Now she's back again with Tyga, right?
Sure.
That was the last news I think we got.
Sure.
29 years old today. And Jeffrey Donovan. Ah, I love that show. And he and his brother's like, hey, Bunchy, what are you doing? Like, the mob's coming to get us. We got to make sure we.
That's just Donovan.
We don't want to lose the gym.
That's Ray Donovan. This is Jeffrey Donovan. This is a different actor from a different show.
Oh.
Is that the Burn Notice or something?
Jeffrey Donovan?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
He's 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Can't wait for the cranberries on that weenie, right?
I don't. I'm not sure. I don't think this. Not this year. I don't think.
Oh, Secret Band?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Maybe.
I don't think. I'm pretty sure not.
Give it away.
Not in 2017. I don't think we do have the cranberries, but we do have a lot of other great bands that are going to be playing a week from Saturday.
We do. We have Lord. We have Incubus, Imagine Dragons, Cage the Elephant, 311, Paramore, Lana Del Rey, Dream Car, and a whole bunch more. And if you want to win some tickets, you can do it next. You can call now at 1-800-520-1067. All you'll win is tickets in the second row.
How about that?
So that's pretty cool. Call now, 1-800-520-1067. It is 6:23 now.
So Monday, tickets in the fifth row. Tuesday, fourth row. Wednesday, third row. Today, we're up to the second row to be with us at the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017. Coming up Saturday, May 20th at StubHub Center.
Yes.
We're going to give them away right now, you guys, at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called It Takes Two.
This is K-Rock now. Takes in the second row, we throw down. Famous twos is what you gotta know. So come on now, we need second row. Let's go, cuz.
It takes two to make a thing go round.
Yeah.
And it takes two to make it out of time. It takes two to make a thing go round.
Woo!
And it takes two to make it out of time.
Omar sounds a lot like the original singer.
It really does.
You know, it's crazy.
Hey, based on what we've seen earlier this week, Ralph, I'm assuming that this game involves answers that have the number two in them.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
All right, fine. You describe it then.
Ralph, describe the game.
You know so much. You do it then. Bean's absolutely right. I'm going to ask you general pop culture trivia questions about all kinds of different things. The only thing they'll have in common is all the answers will have the number or the word two in them, as in T-W-O, two. It takes two.
Any chance, Ralph, that I could sing?
No.
One answer?
No.
Okay.
You just piped down after yesterday's debacle.
All right, let's start with Steph in Glendale. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We are good.
We're good, Steph. Your question's going to have an audio clue, okay? So make sure you pay close attention at the end. We're going to play a little piece of audio as well as ask you this question. This hit, 1993 song from the Spin Doctors reached number 7 on the charts. Here it is. Take a listen.
If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you want to buy me flowers, woo! Just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now.
How monster was that song?
It was huge. Yeah. It was everywhere. It was, and by the way, I still don't mind that song.
No, I dig it.
Still don't mind it.
Steph, you have an answer. You know what that song's called?
Two Princes.
Two Princes. Well done.
Nicely done. You hold on.
You're in the drawing.
Let's go to Sal in Los Angeles. Hi, Sal.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Sal. Formerly Gotham City's district attorney Harvey Dent, this coin-flipping supervillain of Batman's first appeared in 1942. Do you know the name of the supervillain?
That Two-Face?
Two-Face.
Yes,
well
it is.
Done.
By the way, speaking of the Batman universe, Ralph, how about the good news that our friends at Gotham got renewed yesterday?
Absolutely, yeah.
Very exciting to hear that. Happy for Ben McKenzie and everybody.
All right, Sydney in Manhattan Beach. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sydney. Your question also has an audio clue, so make sure you listen carefully after I'm done asking it. This classic rock song from 1967, in it, The Doors' Jim Morrison instructs a young lady to do this to him for the following reasons.
One for tomorrow, one just for today.
What should she do to him?
Take two?
No, I'm sorry. Love me two times is what we're looking for. Love me two times.
Thank you for the call.
I'm gone away.
Right. Russ. Russ in Garden Grove. Hi there.
Love me two times, baby. Right.
It's like Jim Morrison's been reincarnated here.
Ross, here's your question. This hit CBS sitcom swapped out one of its stars when Charlie Sheen was replaced by Ashton Kutcher in 2013. Please name it.
It's 2.5 Men.
That's correct, sir.
Done.
All
right, Jacob in Pico Rivera is next. Hi, Jacob.
How you guys doing?
Jacob, this song also has an audio clue, so please pay attention. It is one of Eddie Money's biggest hits. However, it is not the song he performed with Ralph Garman on stage at the Orange County Fair. Here is the clip of the song. So long.
Ralph finally got some Eddie Money on K-Rock, which has been his lifelong goal.
That's right. Do you know the name of the song, sir?
Yeah, Two Tickets to Paradise.
I got two tickets to paradise.
Correct. You hold on. Ralph, how many songs did you end up doing with him on stage?
Really not important. Just that was not one of the songs we performed together when I was on stage.
He forgot Ralph was there.
That was not one of the songs that we performed
Ralph
together.
Ralph stood on the side of the stage and waited.
That was not one of the songs.
And he said, good night, everybody.
That was not one of the songs we performed together.
I forgot him completely.
That was not one of those songs. That's all you need to know. That was not one of them.
All right. Let's go to Chris Ventura. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Chris, here's your question. In the NFL, play is halted when this timekeeping announcement is made near the end of the second and the fourth quarters.
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning, indeed. It takes two to make a thing. A lot of people in the drawing. A lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
Let's go to John in Rialto. Hi.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, John. This question has an audio clue. Please listen carefully. It's a song by the legendary band U2. From their 1983 album, War. In fact, this was released as that album's second single. Please listen carefully. I love that song so much. Do you know its name?
I'm going to guess Two Friends. I really don't know.
No, I'm sorry. Two Hearts Beat as One is what we're looking for. Two Hearts Beat as One.
Thank you for the call.
I want Ralph to start programming the music on K-Rock, by the way.
Right?
You Two and the Doors and the Spin Doctors.
Eddie Money?
Come on.
No, thank you.
Yes?
Eric in Agoura Hills. Hi.
You tell me you don't like Eddie Money, Kevin?
Yes.
How can you say that?
I don't like Eddie Money. That's it.
Bag. Desert View.
All right, last contestant. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning.
Eric, here's your question. This hit CBS sitcom follows the lives of friends Max and Caroline as they work in a local diner while attempting to raise funds to start their own cupcake business. Do you know the name
Two
of that
broke
sitcom?
Girls?
Two Broke Girls is correct.
That's correct.
Look at that. All right. Eric and Chris, Jacob and Ross, Sal and Steph all knew their two questions, and they're all in the drawing to win tickets for the Sold Out Q-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017. In the second row, Miss Allie McKay.
Who's our winner, please?
The winner is Steph.
Steph! Yeah! Steph! Congratulations, Steph!
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 Steph! Steph!
Thanks, you guys.
Got a Steph infection.
Add that to Would You Like to Take That Back in a half hour. Thank you for calling. Thanks for playing the game.
In the 7 o'clock hour, Kevin Amin's Would You Like to Take That Back. Plus, I think we need to put down this kid who got all the free nuggets from Wendy's.
I think
it may be time
put
to
him down. What are you talking about?
Take him out. Yeah,
because
I think
he showed
so.
Initiative and accomplished something?
Because he's an awful brat. That's why.
How do you know that? What's wrong with you?
We'll discuss coming up here on K-Rock. First, Rob's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday morning. What's happening?
Lots of news.
Good?
All right. That's it. I'm out.
How about some details, Ralph?
Oh, okay. First of all, I want to give folks a reminder that tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at the Improv Comedy Club on Melrose in Hollywood, Kevin Smith and I once again will take the stage and entertain you. Well, more than entertain you, we're going to babble all over you with Hollywood Babylon. We'd love to have you come out and join us at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Go to improv.com to get your tickets. And
oh, good Lord, no.
Join me and Kevin Smith. We're going to be having a lot of fun, but we're also going to pay tribute to our late friend, Michael Parks, who just passed away this week. We had a lot of stories to tell about him, so come on out and join us. It's going to be a good time. A lot of television news to cover this week. This is the final week where, the upfronts are coming around. Upfronts, for those of you who don't know, that's when the networks trot out the stars and creators of their upcoming fall season, and they introduce them to the advertisers and the schmooze and try to get everybody on board with the new shows and the returning shows. That's why you're starting to hear a lot of news about cancellations and renewals this particular week. Last hour, we talked about the fact that Modern Family is coming back for not one, but two.
Great choice.
Seasons, which is awesome. The fact that Timeless has gone by the wayside. Sorry, Allie.
It's okay.
Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, also gone.
Were you guys surprised that that was still on?
I was surprised it was on.
Same.
I had no idea there was still a television show. And we talked about the fact that iZombie over in the CW had been on the bubble, but you'll be happy to know it's coming back.
Yes.
So iZombie will be returning. That's a real good show. Gotham has been renewed over there on Fox.
Sweet.
So we'll get to see more of the dreamy Ben McKenzie and his lovely wife, to be, Marina Baccarin.
Mm-hmm.
And Last Man on Earth has also been renewed by Fox. So, a lot of good news when it comes to television programs. One of them is not the fact that American Idol is coming back, but it looks like Bean's best friend, Ryan Seacrest, is going to be hosting the show. Yeah, because you love him. You think he's so great.
I really don't understand the appeal of him at all.
You love him.
He's not interesting. He's not funny. I don't know what he brings other than competence.
Looks like he's going to be hosting again.
We don't bring competence.
Right.
So he's one up on us.
That is a quality that's in short demand, apparently. Certainly in the radio world. How's he doing a morning radio show and doing Live with Kelly,
I'm not sure.
By the way?
That's record some of it.
But does he have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to record his radio show? Because he goes on air live in New York City at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That is 6 o'clock Los Angeles time,
right? But they recorded the day before. Who knows?
Isn't half his show that Ryan Rose's BS?
I think
it's just actors and actresses, and he can record that anytime during the day.
That's true.
Totally fake. So,
but he's got to say, now here's Gaga. Going to say that.
Right.
How do you do that recorded? How do you record those kind of
seems pretty
lines?
Simple.
I think we just heard it.
Oh. Hey, there's more Bieber coming up.
Right. You know, they're getting to the point now with programs where you can enter in a certain amount of your voice and get it generated to say whatever you want it to say.
It's possible they've just got people writing scripts and having Seacrest's voice.
Now, Justin Bieber is coming up next. Please listen. Ryan Rose is coming to play soon for you.
You'd be amazed at how good that that intelligence has gotten, though. I mean, it really is something else.
How long till you can replace me?
We could never replace you. We couldn't get a computer to do what you do. You couldn't recreate that many mistakes via computer. Computers are usually right.
And, Kevin, you're a wild card, so you can't have a machine play that, the unpredictability.
I'm an agent of chaos. That's how I see myself.
Yes. Abby Lee Miller. Does that name ring a bell?
Guilty.
She is, actually. She's going to jail. That's the pal with Beer Mugs. Beer Mugs' pal. Right? She was on Dance Moms. She was the dance teacher from Dance Moms that was not happy with Beer Mug's line of questioning on the red carpet. Do we have that? Do we have Beer Mug?
Abby Lee Miller from Lifetime's Dance Moms here at the Teen Choice Awards. What is it like being a dance mom, being coined as a dance mom? Is that a good thing? Is
I'm
that
not a dance mom. Do you watch the show?
What are you?
I'm the dance teacher. I own the studio. Yeah.
You have kids?
No.
I'm so sorry. I can't lie, but tell the K-Rock audience a little bit about the show. And myself, who haven't seen it.
She's going to jail for a year and a day.
Good.
She was set
because of that interview, right?
Felony interview?
No, because of bankruptcy fraud. So they asked her on Good Morning America how she's going to handle her time in the clink. If you were going away for a year, how would you cope? How would you deal with it? Well, Kevin would forget that he was where he was. That'd be
how
great.
How dare you?
Look, this is the worst hotel I've ever checked into. But the rest of us might have a hard time. She said she's going to pretend she's shooting a movie.
What?
Isn't that a strange response? She's going to pretend she's shooting a movie.
Huh. That's weird.
It's going to be hard to call cut in the shower.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to call cut in the shower. Bad things could happen. Cut. Refers to people getting cut.
Yeah.
In prison.
Yeah.
Sometimes, by the way.
I think you're thinking about what happens in the exercise yard.
Okay.
I was talking about what happens in the shower.
Okay,
you're
back to you.
You're going to want to yell cut when that's going on.
Got it.
Yeah.
Try simulating that, computer.
Exactly. Make that logic leap.
Back to you.
And while we're talking about reality shows, Venus Williams is getting one of her own.
Wow, finally an interesting, accomplished person. We'll have a camera on her.
Getting a TV series tentatively called Deals in Heels.
Okay. Right. She's losing me now.
It'll be about five women who want to start
for a minute.
Who want to start businesses, and they will pitch a panel of executives on their potential startups. Two of them will be selected and mentored as they begin their startup, but only one will get the cash prize at the end of the season to make their dream a reality. They will make deals in heels because they're ladies, and ladies wear heels.
Hate the title. Love Venus, but if it's not about her, if it's just about other people with their lame startup businesses, I don't care.
Why do you hate people, man? How do you know they're lame startup businesses? Maybe there'll be some great ideas in there.
Who hurt you?
I mean,
it's like Shark Tank. When you watch Shark Tank, aren't those ideas, people having ideas for businesses who come walking in off the street? Why are they? Are they lame?
I feel like Shark Tank already exists, though. I don't know that we need another one. I'm just saying, if you have a great idea, go on Shark Tank.
Well, what if you have heels? What if you want to make deals in heels?
I forgot about the heels. Okay. Yeah.
Are you all watching Toy Box, by the way, speaking of ideas?
No.
How are you not watching Toy Box?
It's pretty cute.
Toy Box is awesome.
Yeah.
It's Shark Tank, but with toy ideas.
And then the kids
the
judge kids, him.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
The kids
yeah, we
judge.
Talked to somebody
we
about
talked
that,
to
didn't
Stone
we?
Street.
Yeah, Stone
host.
Street.
Yeah.
Got it.
And he's great then, on.
Yeah, I'm watching every episode.
Oh,
okay.
You're the
I love
worst.
It.
Come on, Ralph. You remember we talked
Couldn't
to somebody
like
about that.
Try that, computer. Try to not remember the guy we talked to 2 weeks ago.
I need this computer now.
You really do. You're actually sort of friends with him.
Yeah, sort of.
No idea what his name was.
Right.
It's just... What?
What? Because I don't... Right?
Do what you're doing, Kevin.
Thank you, Chip.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jeffrey Donovan from Burn Notice is 49 years old today. Black China celebrates her 29th birthday. And leader of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan.
I want to take one last look at the
we
word
We don't have time to atone.
We don't have tone? Time? We don't have tone?
I can't. I don't.
The computer just hanged itself.
I want to take one last look at the word atonement.
We don't have time or tone.
We don't have tone?
We don't have tone? For that audio right now. Do you donate your salary to a charity or something? Is there a... Is there a how can I rationalize all of this? How can I, the listener, rationalize what happened?
Here's the way I look at it.
Not bad. Getting better.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
1 hour from right now, we talk sports with our friend Jim Rome.
Go Ducks.
He's going to have a lot to say about the Ducks advancing on against Nashville in the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm sure. And we also should ask Jim. Let's make a note. Let's ask Jim what we were talking about yesterday about his feelings on the Olympics possibly coming to Los Angeles in 2024. I bet he's got thoughts on that as well.
Sure.
Let's see if he's wrong like Kevin or right like the rest of us who don't want it. So that's all coming up, plus more tickets for you to join us at the K-Rock Weenie Roast as well.
Look, we try to be funny, and at times we fail. And that's why we have Would You Like to Take That Back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back?
It's kind of nice to have a do-over and a chance to expunge your record, so to speak, right?
Right, exactly. So we're going to play a clip, and then we're going to give somebody a chance to take it back. The first one, oddly enough, is Bean. What a surprise. Ralph is doing showbiz, and he's talking about birthdays.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Tito Ortiz, 42 years old today. Tiffany Thiessen. I keep wanting to say Amber, but it's no longer an Amber in between Tiffany and Thiessen. 43 years old today.
Maybe we should put out an Amber Alert, see if we can find it.
Sweet Jesus.
Come on, Ralph.
Ralph, there's some more birthdays.
Don't leave. Hold on. We're, hey, we're having fun, Monday. Buddy. Ralph, come back. Come on.
Finally.
It worked.
Would you like to take that back?
So Ralph left.
Yeah, he did.
He walked out.
You're asking, all right, let me make sure I understand the concept here. So you're asking me if I wish I hadn't suggested the Amber Alert?
Would you like to take that back?
I don't believe I'm going to take that one back.
There's no way you're taking that back.
I think I'm standing by that one. I think that was okay.
Wow. That's how it's going to go, right?
Allie, you're with me on that, right?
I liked it.
All right.
She Bean.
The next one is it's a tag team. It's Allie and Bean, and they both have to answer the question, would you like to take that back?
Ralph, you hear us talking to Jesper the skiing cat?
I did. That poor cat.
Oh,
right?
He went
sad.
Dedicated.
Real
though.
Sad.
Yeah. They should not put a ski hill with that many trees, I think, just in general.
It sounded dangerous.
Bad he got idea. Knocked down.
But he got back up again.
Don't. God damn it.
It's worse that it was an alley-oop.
Would you like to take that back?
Literally an alley-oop.
So she starts it, and then Bean finishes it.
Allie, you can speak for yourself here, but I felt like I would be a terrible friend and colleague to just leave a girl hanging.
Oh, so
I felt like I felt like
you were helping her.
Well, it would have been embarrassing for her to just be out there on her own with that.
I should have been embarrassed.
I wasn't going to let her fall on the ice. I'm sorry.
That is lovely of you, and I will take that back.
Wow!
Yeah. It was low hanging fruit, and I am not proud.
So now that Allie has taken it back, Bean.
Then I should have let her hang. Screw her.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Next is me.
Kevin, that's a rare appearance.
And we're giving away tickets for the NHL All-Star Game.
Ken, Mike, and Sean, right? All in the drawing. Only one will win tickets for the NHL All-Star Weekend and be qualified for that amazing grand prize we told you about. Miss Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Ken.
Ken.
Yeah. Ken.
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 Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations. You're awful.
Would you like to take that back?
You're awful.
Ken, congratulations.
Well, because everybody was saying, Ken!
Yes, I will take that back.
See?
Okay.
Yep.
That's how it's done?
Wish I hadn't said that.
Kevin does the right thing.
Okay.
Here's Ralph.
What?
Talking about the Museum of Hip Hop.
Okay.
The New York Daily News says the museum will cost $30 million. And the chairman of the museum is Curtis Blow.
All right.
Apparently, there have been a lot of hurdles to get to this step, he says, and there are a lot of difficulties to have to surmount in order to make this happen. But those are the breaks, you know, and you just have to.
Would you like to take that back?
Heard a lot of laughs. That's all I know. Curtis Blow, these are the breaks.
Don't you dare take that back, Ralph Garvin.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, good. All right. How about this one, Ralph?
Come on.
Shakira is 40 years old today. You know who told me she's 40?
Put it in the file already.
No, I know she's absolutely 40. Her hips told me that she was 40. And here's the one thing I know about her hips. They don't lie. They're very honest.
Would you like to take that back?
Did you hear those kids?
How could I disappoint those kids?
The kids were delighted.
By taking it back. I don't want to let the kids down.
The only person I heard laughing was you.
I do it for the kids.
Would you like to take that back?
Plus, I do that every year on her birthday,
by the way.
I know.
Doesn't
that
make it worse?
No, it kind of makes it a tradition.
So no,
I will not take that.
All right, next up is Ralph.
Oh, come on.
Super fun hour coming up here on the Kevin Bean Show. I'll tell you about that meteor, got that internet roundup. We got RJ Bell in Las Vegas, and...
Part of the super fun hours, we're going to tell you about that meteor that's going to kill us all.
That's
information people are going to want to have.
I can't wait till we're all dead, I must say.
And here's what I'm getting at. And brand new music from Depeche Mode.
Yeah!
All right.
Oh, love
brand new
Depeche
music
Mode.
From Depeche Mother Effin' Mode on the Kevin Bean Show.
Okay.
File.
Really?
Would you like to take that back?
Yeah. I like it when Bean yells "file."
Yeah, that was a little too.
Oh, you're taking it back.
That was a little too easy. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Next up is Ralph.
What are the most uplifting songs in the world according to science?
So these songs lift us up where we belong.
Apparently, they do. Yes.
Where the eagles fly?
Nope.
The formula I came up with takes the number of positive.
Mountain High?
No.
Would you like to take that back?
No way.
I mean, Allie's saying no in the middle of it.
So
the
you're laughing, by the way.
Like to take that back?
You were laughing out loud when I said that, Kevin.
I don't think that's true. I'm not going to go back, but I don't think
play
that's
the
true.
Tape. Then
I'm not
going to
play the
tape.
I don't have it disappeared.
Not taking it.
Not taking it back.
Completely appropriate.
All right, and finally, my man Bean.
Yeah,
with maybe the biggest one yet.
Eric Anders Lang is the husband of a singer-songwriter Grammy-nominated Sia. Filed for divorce, apparently, last week. Sad news. Eric said, see ya.
Really?
Really?
And cited irreconcilable differences.
File.
Releasing a statement saying, I have not seen her face in 14 years, he said. Because she...
Yeah!
Right. Come on. Right, she's always right.
She's always got the thing.
Yeah,
right.
Hair.
No wonder
right.
You got fed up. Wouldn't you get fed up after a while if you're the husband? Like, really? Because you're making toast. Take the wig off. Can you turn away from the wall for a minute so I can take a look?
Any word on who gets
don't
chandelier?
That was your poll.
That's the one you got you so worked up you can barely get it off.
Because Sia is getting a divorce. The guy that has
do you split up a chandelier in a divorce?
That's what I've asked for.
Nobody makes Bean laugh like Bean.
That's the truth. He is his biggest fan.
Would you like to take that back?
I mean, who gets the chandelier?
It's
I mean,
so bad.
It's so dumb.
It's laughing.
You could pull a muscle reaching for that, right?
Look, I enjoyed hearing it again, but I don't think it holds up. I think I'll throw that one back in the pond. That one wasn't ready yet.
How about that?
It's dead. Yeah. Don't throw it back in the pond. Okay. Polluting the pond.
Fair enough. So if you guys aren't with me on putting down the Nuggets kid,
we're not.
He should be in prison for life then?
What is wrong with you?
Why do you hate?
Carter Wilkinson, 16-year-old, has been in the news a lot lately since he tweeted something on April 5th that apparently caught the imagination of the world. Here's a report on the Today Show.
Just about everywhere trending is Nugs for Carter, the hashtag that took Twitter by storm. It's now made social media history. It's the most retweeted tweet of all time.
Whoa.
All right, let me recap for you. 16-year-old Carter Wilkerson from Reno, Nevada, tweeted Wendy's asking, quote, how many retweets for a year of free chicken nuggets? Wendy's replied, 18 million. In other words, fat chance. And in almost the blink of an eye, Carter's tweet picked up hundreds of thousands, then millions of retweet. Carter now has more than 3.5 million retweets. How does it feel, Carter?
It's absolutely insane. I never expected it to get this far. I mean, I'm a 16-year-old kid in Reno, Nevada. I never thought a month ago that I'd be getting this far, but we're doing our best to keep it up and do some good with it, you know?
I was going to ask you, Carter, you're just a kid that loves nuggets. We can understand. We got nuggets here. We're right there with you.
Right.
But you also are turning this into a charitable thing. Explain that.
So it all started when the tweet started picking up speed and some momentum, and a lot of friends and family were asking actually to make some merchandise so they could support and wear it around. And so that's where we got the idea to make these T-shirts, the Nugs for Carter T-shirts.
Bean, you want one of those shirts? Or
I really
should
don't.
I get your Nugs for Carter shirt?
Look.
Why does this say?
I want to hear more about the charity angle. Okay.
I'm a pretty lucky kid, and I have a lot in life. And so I didn't really need the proceeds, so I thought, why not donate them to charity?
Nice.
And that's kind of where I went from there.
So,
look at me. I'm so great. I'm the best.
So all this kid is what's best about young America. That's all he is.
The kid's 16.
Going on social media asking for free food. You know what?
He didn't ask for free food, by the way.
He said,
what do I need to do to earn chicken nuggets for a year, Wendy's? What do I need to do? What's the transaction?
And what was the answer?
He didn't say, Wendy's, give me chicken nuggets. He said, what do I need to do?
He said, how many retweets for a year? Because retweets are difficult on him. How? That's somebody else doing all of the work. Somebody else supporting his dream of free nuggets by making those tweets. He doesn't have to do anything for those retweets.
Right. He's pretty smart.
No, he's not pretty smart.
He recognizes the value of social media advertising, and he got Wendy's just that in exchange for what he wanted, which is chicken nuggets.
He wants the whole world to bend to his will delivered to him at his house.
He said, I'm just a 16-year-old kid.
Wants to earn chicken nuggets, so he did that by getting retweets for Wendy's.
He's just a...
Who hurt you, Bean?
It's capitalism in action. And then on top of it, he made charitable donations by selling this merchandise as well.
It does make him look better. That's true. But look, here's what he is. He's the promposal kid.
No, he's not at all.
Exactly the same mindset, which is, look, there's no reason for this great thing to be happening to me, but I'm going to still ask for it and let other people come through with it for me. That's what he's doing here. This kid doesn't deserve free nuggets.
Well, someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
When I was 16, if I wanted chicken nuggets, you know what I did? I went to my job 8 hours a day at a drugstore to make money so that I could buy chicken nuggets.
Yeah, because
that's
you're
what
not
I
as
did.
Smart as him.
That's what I did. I didn't go to Wendy's and say, hey,
plus, when you were a kid, they had the Pony Express. That would have taken a lot longer.
You were pouring sarsaparilla for coal miners. There with the sheriff coming into town.
It would never have occurred to me then or now to hit up the restaurant on social media to ask them to give me free food.
It's not free. It's a transaction. They are getting advertising, which has value, and that value for them is expressed in payment of chicken nuggets. They're getting off dirt cheap.
I had no idea that they had chicken nuggets. I know I'm in the minority, but no idea Wendy's had chicken nuggets that were apparently really good. So it worked.
Absolutely.
Now I know.
It works, and Wendy's gets off scot-free because it costs them pennies on the dollar for this advertising for these nuggets for the kids.
Leads to the question, is Carter a real kid?
Oh, my God!
Thank you, Conspiracy Alley.
You're on Bean's side now. When I saw that, I thought, good for that kid. How about that?
He showed some initiative.
Little initiative.
And it was a clever idea to approach them and say, what do I need to do to get what I want?
Turn into charity.
And it worked out for him on every possible level.
There's zero bad with this story.
It's absolutely the American dream.
I don't think it's initiative to ask Wendy's, hey, what can other people do for me that gets me free food? That's not initiative.
If he doesn't generate that tweet, that advertising doesn't happen for them.
And I'm guessing he's just throwing that out there to sort of be funny. I can't imagine that he literally thought that Wendy's would respond.
If he had written a commercial, a television commercial for Wendy's, should he be compensated for that commercial that he wrote?
Yes, this thing's on.
If he wrote a commercial, a television commercial for Wendy's, and that was a popular commercial. Should he have been compensated for writing a popular commercial?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. That's not what happened here.
That's exactly what happened.
That's not what happened here at all.
He created a popular viral advertising opportunity for Wendy's, and so he's being compensated with the food that he wants.
That may have been what ended up happening.
That wasn't his intention, though. It's not like he had
to know his intention. He asked them verbatim, how many retweets do I need to get in order to get chicken nuggets?
He wasn't doing it to promote Wendy's. He wasn't doing it to help Wendy's their bottom line. He was doing it because he wanted free food. Wendy's.
He knows by approaching them, if I get them retweets, they're going to like that because it will advertise their restaurant.
I think his goal was...
He knows how social media works.
Pretty smart kid.
His goal was he wanted free nuggets for a year. That's what his goal was.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that goal. But he was willing to exchange retweets for it. He wasn't just asking for a handout. He didn't say, give me nuggets. He said, how many do I need to accomplish before you will give me nuggets?
I think we're really tackling the big things here, you guys.
Right?
Yeah. I don't want to go around in circles on
this. We're getting to the bottom of this.
But I do want to ask, is there another bag in another desert for this Nuggets kid? Is it possible?
I don't know
that's
because I
goes?
Feel like no. all of us like
that bag
the story.
Is full. That bag in the desert is full of you.
We like the story. We like everything about it.
I kind of want to try the nuggets.
Right?
See, it was effective.
Everybody is positive except for you, B.
Let's see what Ballmer says. He's on line one. Please, Monterey Park. He's going to weigh in. He's going to have my back here. He hates this kid too.
Hey, Ballmer.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
What's up? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say it. I'm pretty sure this kid had nothing in mind in particular. He was just trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. And then eventually he picked up some momentum. So he's trying to do something good. And then I also wanted to request a Venus Dick song.
I don't know that the takeaway here is that Bean's a dick.
Oh, I think definitely 100%
like
that's
is.
True.
Yeah.
Sort of it is, yeah.
Well, Bobber, thanks. You just made this worse.
Go Nugs.
How long is that going to take?
Looking, hold on.
We can't find the song.
Come on, Chip.
How did you not find that song? Shouldn't that song be at the ready at all
times?
I mean,
it should.
What song do we use more than that
one? It's not possible.
We're
just not positive when it's labeled.
I feel like, Chip, that was the momentum we had going for the strong out of the bit.
Hold on. Still momentum,
I think Chip's hung over from the Ducks game last night.
Momentum fading.
How many retweets till we get the song?
Beans a dick. 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 What a dick. 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 Beans a dick. 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 What a giant big dick. Beans a dick. 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 Beans a dick. 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 Beans a dick. 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 What a dick. 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 Beans a dick. 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 Beans a giant dick. 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 Dickity dick. Dick. Dick.
Like the Nuggets kid.
Bean is a dick.
That's all.
Bean is a giant dick. Dick, dick, dick. Bean is a dick. Dick, dick. Bean's a dick.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LA and OC's alternative rock. LA and OC's alternative rock. This is This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:38.
Dude, thank God we get to edit this show in post before it gets heard, right?
Because that would never get heard.
Jim Rome talks sports coming up just after 8. Dr. Drew on the program later on today. And yet more tickets for you to join us a week from Saturday at the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017. First, though, give me a little of that hail to the chief. We got to get the president back on the line. I have to tell you, and look, this is no brilliant observation. We all know it. A dizzying amount of news coming out of Washington. It's almost impossible to keep track of all the stuff that's happening with this administration this week. I thought we were going to have the president on to talk about firing the FBI director. There's like 10 more things that are equally bizarre.
Can we start with the FBI director?
Certainly we can, because a lot of people have questions about why that was done and how that was done. And we are always honored to have the 45th president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, sir?
I'm glad to hear that you're dizzy, too. I thought it was just me.
we really are. Hey, just as a quick, hey, how you doing? You've been in office less than 4 months now. How do you feel it's going?
Isn't it amazing? It feels like 4 years already.
That's really how great it is.
Doing great, great things, really great things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unbelievable how much we're getting done. And I just got to say, you're welcome. That's all I got to say to America.
All right. So, look, I know a lot of people have been asking, and I know you're frustrated with it, but you certainly had the right to fire the FBI director. But what can you tell us about how that decision was made, Mr. President?
First of all, what do I do better than fire people? Okay? That's kind of my thing. It's what I'm known for.
That's what made you famous, yeah.
That's what made me famous. I can't believe I waited this long to say, you're fired to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Secondly, he was awful. Comey was awful. The way he treated that poor Hillary Clinton, unbelievable. The way he just embarrassed her, couldn't believe it.
But wait, you loved that. You literally blew the man a kiss after you won the election because of the help that he had given you in those final days.
That was candidate Trump. This is President Trump.
Okay? Oh, different standards.
Very different. Very different person. I'm much more presidential now. Mm-hmm. And also, he did not do the things that I needed him to do.
But isn't he the guy that's leading the investigation into your connections with Russia?
No Russia, no puppet, no Russia. Okay? He told me three times I was not under investigation, okay?
He did personally, right, but members of your staff were.
No puppet.
Right.
But he didn't do the important things. He didn't find out who was leaking. Who was leaking? Who leaks? Uh-huh. Where are the leaks? Who's leaky?
You do seem to be more concerned with the leaks than the information that is being leaked.
So nothing on that.
Okay. All right.
How did Carter get all those nuggets? That's what I want to know. Well, where was that investigation?
I'm with you on that, Mr. President.
How did this Carter kid get all these chicken nuggets?
That's a great question.
What is the connection? What did they have to do? Where was the meetings held? No one knows the connection between Carter and the Nuggets.
He might even work for Wendy's for all we know.
Nugs for Carter. Where's the investigation on that?
All right. I'm totally with you on that
one. Also, Obama wiretapped me. Okay.
You stopped saying that a long time ago.
Why? Obama came to my house and put a glass against the wall and listened to me.
I don't think there's any evidence that happened, Mr. President.
A lot of people are saying it.
Well, okay? I don't know.
A lot of people. Even that lady, Melania, what's her name?
Your wife?
The first lady, your wife?
That lady, who I rarely ever see.
Right. That is true.
She said that she saw that guy one time do a thing.
All right, real quick, a couple of other things that have happened. Members of your administration are apparently furious that Russian media posted photos yesterday of the meeting that you had in the Oval Office with Russian diplomats.
Yes.
You did not want the press there, you didn't want those photos published, and now you're really, really, really mad at them.
Fake news, first of all, okay?
Well, it happened, though. It's real. I mean, the photos are real.
I did not invite any journalist into there to take those pictures.
Okay.
Well, not American journalists, anyway. The Russians are welcome.
It seems that way,
I gotta say, I love Russia.
Right.
Let's be serious. I dig Russia. I dig it. And that Putin, how dreamy did he look in that hockey uniform the other day?
I mean, he did score 7 goals in that game, which seems suspect to me.
They should put him in the National Hockey League. He should play for the Ducks. Go Ducks, by the way.
Okay. I don't know if that's true, but do you really believe he scored 7 goals, or do you think maybe they let him score because he's the president?
He scored 7 goals and got a shutout in goal as the goalie. He's unbelievable.
He did both.
It all. He sang the national anthem, and he rode the Zamboni in between periods.
Is he a better president than you are?
He's the best guy in the world. He's the best. I love him.
Okay.
I wish I could kiss him all the time.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
What about Sean Spicer? What about your press secretary hiding in the bushes the other night to get away from questions from the media? What about that?
I thought that was hilarious, first of all.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
He jumped into the bushes. That's incredible.
He was hiding in the bushes from the press.
Spicy is so entertaining. Unbelievably entertaining. Uh-huh. Sometimes I'll have him come into the Oval Office, and I'll say, let's play hide and seek. And he'll just duck behind a potted plant, and I have to look for him. It's so much fun. It's unbelievable.
He said he would answer questions. He would come out of the bushes and answer questions if the TV cameras would turn off their lights. So he's standing there on the lawn of the White House in the dark doing an interview.
He is scared. He's scared of lights. He's like the groundhog on Groundhog Day. When he comes out, you don't know whether you're going to get 6 more questions or you get another investigation. You don't know. It's unbelievable.
So you feel like you're holding it together. It seems like crazy times from this end, but you feel like you're in control, Mr. President?
I got to tell you, I'm probably the only guy in America who's sleeping well at night. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
That's probably true.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for your time.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Our weekly visit with Jim Rome coming up just after 8. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
Go Ducks.
Right?
How does it feel, Chip? You happy?
I'm super happy.
I bet you are. So happy for my Duck fan friends. Last night they got that monkey off their back, won that seventh game. Final four. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
I have friends that are Capitals fans.
I'll bet they're thrilled.
Another rough year.
Yeah. That's nuts, right?
Yeah.
How can you be that good and then just collapse every time in the playoffs?
Every time. In celebration of the Ducks winning.
Yes, Chip.
Do you think we should play a moment with?
Yeah, sure. Let's. That'd be great.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Is that so? He doesn't. Are you
common.
A regular Duck fan? You watch all the time him?
That was a moment with Kevin.
We watch all the time him.
All right, I'm gonna ask the Kevin and Bean historians out there. Is that the first moment with?
Is that when we decided that we needed to start packaging
That's
it?
That's what I'm wondering.
Replaying it?
I mean, I know it goes way, way back, but is it possible that was the first ever moment with?
I don't know.
But I don't remember.
But it is early. It's early.
It's pretty
on.
Great, though.
Yes.
I can talk.
It's crazy.
It is. I agree.
Hey, you know who's back?
Backstreet Boys?
Psy.
Oh, Psy.
Psy's back.
Psy.
Remember Psy?
Gangnam
Style.
Yes. Most nonsense thing ever.
Gangnam Style. I think he saw Pico Taro and was like, hell no. He's not encroaching my nonsense universe.
Well said.
Thank you. I'm going to step my game up and come back in a big way. And he has. It's been 5 years since Gangnam Style. And yesterday he released his new album, 4 times 2 = 8.
Okay.
In South Korea. The math
He's
is
not
right.
Wrong.
The math is right. And he dropped two new videos yesterday as well. New face, which is awesome.
Okay.
But really, I Love It, I think, is the one you're going to love.
I Love It is the name of the song?
I Love It.
Okay.
I Love It.
Uh-huh.
As you can imagine, being Psy, I Love It features large in the lyrical content of this song.
Right.
I Love It.
Right.
You'll hear quite often,
mm-hmm.
I Love It.
Right.
Here's the song. Right?
Oh, yeah.
English.
I love it.
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 Love it.
I love it.
I love it so much.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Right?
I love it. I
love it. Here we go. Right?
Do we know what he's loving?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
He loves. And I love what he loves.
That video, as of yesterday afternoon, Ralph, for I Love It, the new Psy song, already has over 7 million views on YouTube.
Of course it does.
What'd the last one have? Gangnam Style, like 100 million or something?
Gangnam Style, guess again, Kevin.
500 million?
Keep going.
A billion?
Keep going.
What? More than a billion?
Go on.
2 billion.
More.
2 billion and one.
2.8 billion views for Gangnam Style.
Wow.
That's
wow.
He's got a long way to go to match that with the new I Love It.
Yeah. The new face video, by the way, also very popular. And the girl who co-stars with him in that is lovely.
Okay.
Yes.
Check it out.
If you like Korean girls, that's the video for you.
Right. The new face is 6.8 million right now.
Yeah. I think I Love It is the smash hit out of that.
Sure.
We'll have to wait and see. Speaking of smash hits, interesting list from Forbes magazine. Wealthiest hip-hop stars is their new list. Any guesses?
Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre is third, Kevin.
Because he just sold the Apple thing.
He is third on the list with $740 million in worth.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is second, Ally McKay. Okay. Second on the list with $810 million, thanks mostly to the $200 million Sprint invested in his Tidal Music streaming service in January. That's where he gets that's what moved him up the list. So he's
Biggie
second.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
Biggie Smalls not on the list as much.
Fitty.
You'll be surprised, I think.
Be real.
Be surprised.
Diddy is number one on the list. Diddy is number one.
Son of a bitch.
With $820 million.
Wow. He's got that vodka brand. Ciroc. Is some of it, right?
Ciroc is a lot of it. His Sean John line of clothing also.
Oh, right.
A big deal in terms of his income. Brian Birdman Williams.
Sure.
Fourth.
From really? Cash Money.
Fourth.
Huh.
That's why I thought you'd be surprised. And wow. I was right. 110 mil. Is his worth.
Where's 50 Cent on there?
Not.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I don't know.
He dropped
But it's
off.
Diddy at number one, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Birdman, and then Drake. Drake is fifth with $90 million.
You said hip-hop, right?
Oh, how are you going to come at a Drake like that?
Aw. Sorry, Drake fans.
Sigh, not on the list either, too, by the way.
Soon.
Crazy.
Flavor
did not make the list either.
Today's... Tupac Shakur.
No, it did not make the list.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Also not on the list. Today's celebrity birthdays. Blac Chyna, 29 years old today. Jeffrey Donovan is 49 years old. And Louis Farrakhan.
I want to take one last look at the word atonement.
Sorry, Minister Farrakhan. We don't have time to take a look at atonement right now. It is 8 o'clock straight up. He is 84 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:06. That was very touching. It's like a chorus of sweet angels heralding the arrival of the Messiah, ladies and gentlemen. The great Jim Rome back on the show about this time every week. JimRome.com to hear the show from 9 till noon. If you miss any part of it, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle is the podcast available at the website or play.it and iTunes. Mr. Rome, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Wait one second. Allie,
nope.
Wait, what?
Nope.
Allie, wait,
those
what?
Those were off-air times,
Allie,
Jim.
Wait, what?
Jim, off-air times, special.
Allie, wait, what?
Special between
y'all,
us.
What's going on?
Real special between us.
Wow, go Allie. Go Ducks, go Allie. Not in that order either.
Yes, I'm still thinking about that too, Jim.
Wow.
Hey, I know what a big, legitimate hockey fan you are. So are you genuinely excited for the Ducks and their fans today to have finally gotten off the schneid with a Game 7 at home last night?
Oh, hell yes. Not this time. Not this Game 7. Not in their barn. And most of all, not after losing 5 straight Game 7s, guys. And not after the worst kind of start. They got off to a bad start last night. Sucked the life right out of that building. It did not look good. And a lesser team would have gone into the tank. But this crew manned the hell up, and they put all those crushing Game 7 defeats behind them. So, yes, I am pumped up because Ryan Getzlaff was not going to let them lose. Neither was Corey Perry, neither was John Gibson, or Coach Randy Carlyle. They did it. They got off the schneid. They advanced. It was beautiful.
McDavid, Dreisaitl, cleared away. It's a Duck win in Game 7.
Anaheim Ducks exercise the demons of Game 7's past and move on to the Western Conference Final against Nashville.
Jim, do you believe in the whole...
Done.
Right? Worked it right in.
Way to bring something to it, y'all. Go Ducks.
Do you believe in that whole...
Go Kevin. Go Bean.
Can't win Game 7 thing? Because I don't think it's a thing. I really
it
don't.
It would have been a thing if they... Trust me, it would have been a thing if they lost another one. It was almost a thing already. I mean, that's... If you lose 5 of those things in a row, I'm not sure that crew, even though not everybody there had something to do with all 5, they don't come back from that. I'm not sure the organization comes back from that. It's definitely a thing if it happens again, but it didn't. So they're fine right now. But yeah, it would have been a thing for sure.
We were talking earlier this morning, Jim, about how it gets – it has to, no matter how professional you are, no matter how much you look forward, it has to be in the back of your mind if it's happened over and over and over again. And that could screw with your confidence and your ability to think clearly, right?
Hey, listen, they got up to a bad start last night because, you know, that place is peaking and they're hyped. Edmonton gets that fluky goal. It sucks the life out of the building, as I mentioned. But then the Ducks score a goal and they get it taken off the board. And it's only human nature to start thinking, oh, hell no, here we go again. It's going to happen again. But the reason it didn't this time is because these guys have got tremendous character and strength. And Ryan Getzlaff's just a monster. Like, literally, he said, hell no, not this time.
Yep.
Not in our house. Get on my back.
I think it worked just the opposite of giving them
doubt. They were just like, this is not going to happen here tonight, and we will guarantee it.
No, they willed it.
It worked in their favor.
All right, we're going to move on, but just briefly, how do you like the Predators? Do you like Anaheim versus Nashville?
It's going to be a great matchup. I really like them. Nashville, and they're also known as Smashville, they're going to be tough. Now, look, there's a reason why they were an 8 seed. They had a few issues, but they're rolling at the right time. They're deep. They're getting contributions from everybody up and down that roster. They've got a goaltender who's on his head. And the biggest thing is the Ducks are coming off a 7-game series. Nashville's been at home since Sunday. Anaheim's got to get out quickly because if you fall behind and you have to go to that house and deal with them, that's not a good thing. So I think it's 50-50 and a coin flip.
Great point. Jim Rome on the Kevin Bean Show right now. We've got a great story up next, Jim. I want you to walk us through it because this involves a professional baseball player, a professional football player, and a Victoria's Secret model. It has everything.
My favorite kind of story. We're talking about Matt Harvey, Mets pitcher. So this guy gets suspended for 3 days after he didn't show up to the ballpark to go to work. He said he had a migraine. I mean, is that what they call hangovers now? Migraines? Dude was out clubbing until 4 o'clock the night before, and even worse, and you forgot this, add page 6 to the equation.
Sure.
According to the New York Post, page 6, the reason he was hitting it so hard was, quote, he was an emotional wreck after seeing his ex-supermodel Adriana Lima out with Julian Edelman.
Yeah!
Allie, is Edelman two-timing you?
They had broken up a while ago because he doesn't want to have any more kids right now since he had the baby with the Instagram model. And apparently Adriana Lima was not pleased with that, so they broke it off. But this Met Ball thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying, Allie. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I thought he was running around on you, Allie, so you guys aren't a thing. You know where Allie
is? I mean, in my head, yeah. But
look,
reality,
but guys,
no.
Let's not.
He's a boyfriend in your head.
Absolutely.
Boyfriend in your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget what's going on here. A guy doesn't show up to work because his ex-girlfriend is dating someone new, right?
Allegedly, but yeah, you're right. And the page 6 was alleging this guy went out on a bender and he got wrecked because he was an emotional wreck. And to make matters worse, she unfollowed him on Instagram right after it happened.
Snap.
Hey, dude, just be glad she didn't block you. She only unfollowed you. It proves once again, sex is the untied, undefeated, heavyweight champion of the world. It ruins careers and it ruins lives. Look what it did to Matt Harvey, allegedly.
You are correct, sir.
Shake it off, bro. Last topic up.
We talked about this yesterday amongst ourselves, Jim, and we're going to include our listeners' phone calls on it this morning right after we talk to you at 1-800-520-1067. Now, there's two cities left vying for the Summer Olympic Games in 2024. One of them is Paris. The other is Los Angeles. We had a war break out in the office here between those who are excited about maybe the Olympics coming to Southern California and those who are like, hell no, please give it to Paris. What say you, sir?
All right, so who comes out where? Do we have time, or you just want my take?
This is Kevin. I come down on yes, hell yes, and Dave, the King of Mexico, agrees with me, which makes me doubt myself.
and yeah. Ralph and Allie and I are all like, look, there's no benefit to... Look, Los Angeles doesn't need the publicity, okay? This isn't Sochi that's trying to get on the world map. Plenty of people know about and come to L.A. It's going to be nothing but traffic headaches, and the city's probably going to lose a ton of money like almost every city does that hosts the Olympics. What's the upside?
All right, so it sounds like I'm the one to break the tie. I'm the guy that you go with, right? All right, fact of the matter is, I'm not anti-Olympics. I am anti-hosting the Olympics. I'm all about watching them, having them in my town. For all the reasons just mentioned, it's a major cluster. Instead of making you a fortune, it could cost you a fortune. It's not worth the trouble or the expense or the inconvenience or the traffic. How many other cities are really happy about the Olympics once they're over? Go ask Rio. Go ask Sochi. Go ask Boston why they want nothing to do with this. And most of all, never take the side of Sanchez. Hell no. Hell no, we don't want them.
Now,
I've been in the mountaintop. I worked the 84 games. Hate to date myself. I worked the 84 games.
All right.
Well, from Santa Barbara. I wore those legendary green and purple uniforms. They look a little like that hot dog on a stick gamer that Allie rocks in her Twitter avatar.
Yeah.
Look like that. It'll never be that good ever again. I vote no. Paris can have them.
In 84, Los Angeles did great, right? They didn't have traffic problems because everybody stayed home, and they did make money on it. But a lot has changed in 30 years, including 2 million more people living in town, right?
Everything has changed since then. And LA will have you believe that we've already got the venue set up. We don't have to spend that much money. We're going to be fine. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. They always lose money. It's never worth the trouble. Man, stay in your house. Watch it on TV. We don't need them in our backyard.
You don't want to watch dressage live.
Kevin needs it.
No.
Kevin needs it live.
That stupid high-stepping horse thing. Come on now.
Oh, no.
That stupid high-stepping horse thing is awesome when you're at home, but you don't want to see that live. It's never good live.
All right.
Watch that live.
Jim has laid out a very compelling argument, I think, to not want the Olympics in Southern California. Let's find out what you, the Kevin Bean listener, have to say about this. If you think he's wrong and you think the Olympics are a good idea, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067.
But just know in advance that you're agreeing with me, and that's probably a negative.
That's going to make a lot of people nervous, that's
right.
For sure.
You know, if you want to be right, you'll just echo what I just said. If you want to be right.
All right. Jim will be talking about so much in sports today from 9 till noon, as he does at jimrome.com. Don't forget the podcast is always available at iTunes and play.in. It's Jim Rome's Daily Jungle. Great talk, sir. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
Bye, legends.
Thank you. LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 824.
Right?
Right.
All right. We're taking your calls or texts. Same phone number, 1-800-520-1067. If you want to weigh in on this controversy about whether we want the Olympics in Southern California, why is Kevin right and the rest of us are wrong?
Don't phrase it that way.
That's the question. Why are you on Kevin's side? Because he's the smart one at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, your reasons again before we go to calls about why you want the Olympics here.
I love going to live events. So instead of watching soccer on television, I would go to every single match.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of watching basketball on TV, I would go to every match that I could. Instead of watching dressage on TV, I would be there. But those horses prancing.
So fun for you.
He's prancing, by the way.
Do you think it would be fun for the city, fun for the region?
I believe so, yeah. I think everybody will love it.
Okay.
Those that could afford the tickets, I'm sure, would love it.
No, it's not just that. I mean, Bean's referring, I'm sure, to the traffic as well as all the other nightmares that come with
it. And taxes and everything else. Sure. All right. Let's start with Raphael. He's in Whittier. He's up first. He's on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're looking for reasons why you want the Olympics. Hey, Raphael.
What up? Reason. Party. We could just make this into a big block party, turn LA into a giant trap house. Like, it's going to bring everybody. It's going to be an amazing environment. Yeah, we could watch amazing physical feats, but you know what? We'd rather see some foreign booty. They're going to bring the girls.
Oh, everybody. I didn't think about the foreign booty.
Right.
He slayed you with foreign booty, Bean.
Boy, I got to tell you, I may be on your side now, Raphael. Right? Good call. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Let's try Tyler. He's in Sherman Oaks. He's on line 2. He is thinking of a different angle here, too. Hey, Tyler.
All right. So I have 3 reasons. First, and I hate to side with Kevin on this.
Right.
First is you can rent your house tax-free for up to 30 days. You can host athletes and coaches and whatnot. Two, I've never been to Olympics. I think it'd be great to take my kids all live events. And 3, I want to host the Danish women's field hockey team in my house.
All right, they stay in an Olympic village, but they might be willing, Tyler.
Yeah, and Kevin could host the Swedish women's soccer team.
See, I mean, I'm all right with that as well.
Once again, it comes down to foreign booty, though. I think that's the takeaway.
This might be a theme.
Hey, Tyler, thank you for the call. By the way, I didn't think about that, but there are a lot of people come to town and need a place to stay.
Right?
The hotels get taxed.
Right?
Renting your house for big, big bucks.
Right?
That's a pretty sweet deal right there, too. All right, let's try. How about Lawrence and Pomona, please, up next, line 5.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hi. Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
The reason why I want the Olympics is because of expanded mass transit opportunities for the region.
So you think they would have to expand mass transit just to host it?
Absolutely. I can now, the Silver Line, I can get from El Monte to the Staples Center in an hour regardless of traffic.
Right.
Now just imagine everywhere else from Pomona to everywhere to Long Beach in an hour. That's what we got, and that's what we get to look forward
to. They can put that in for free, which is great.
Yeah, it would be free, and it would be done.
Absolutely, and we can bring the booty to them. That's how it is. We don't need cars.
It goes right back to the booty again.
Right back to the booty.
I mean, I will tell you that one reason why a lot of cities sign off on Olympics is because they need increased infrastructure. Los Angeles is pretty good shape for infrastructure.
Except for mass transit, right.
Except for mass transit, mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah, so I think that is a really good point. I mean, if they seriously did that, that would be the kind of benefit that would survive for decades after the Olympics came and went.
3 callers on my side.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
None of which are taking my reasons, but they have their own and they're better.
All right. Why don't we try, let's try Mike, please. Pomona. Another Pomona call. Line three this time. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to call or text on this subject. Hey, Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Number one, the previous callers had me at the field hockey team, so I'm sold on that one.
Okay. All right. Good.
But besides that, you got the hotel taxes that goes for all of Los Angeles and the surrounding cities. You have the sales taxes that are usually due in the 9% or even higher. And that's all coming back to the general population and the cities, and also just making buildings and, once again, transit just much easier for us in the future. So I'm all for it.
So you think the city ends up making money because of so many visitors coming to town, staying in hotels and buying things while they're here? You think all those taxes end up – and you don't think taxes get raised because of things that need to be done for the Olympics?
Actually, I might be naive. The first time I heard that the Olympics lose money for cities was on your show about 10 minutes ago. So maybe I need to check up on that, but I thought all the taxes do come back, especially the hotel taxes and the betting taxes, come back to the cities.
Allie, why do you think it ends up costing the city money when they have the Olympics?
Because L.A. is the only city, in the history of the Olympics in 1984, to actually make money.
How about that? So you're proving our point.
No, I'm not.
Los Angeles can make money.
1984 was a very different time. There were different budgets.
What city was the only city to make money ever?
Very different. Very
different. What city, though? What city was it?
Plus, we have the Chargers and the Rams. We already have the stadiums. We already do have those venues to host a large occupancy. That's
yeah, the Rose Bowl is a great venue. It doesn't need any updates. It's awful.
All right.
The parking is great.
The parking's right? Awesome. You have to leave now for the Olympics, but it's cool.
We are out of time, but I think if I have to make a ruling now based on new information,
right?
I say foreign booty, ladies and gentlemen.
Right?
Foreign booty. Foreign come booty. On, Olympics. I bring you this story today not because I want to. But because I need to. This is
Going to suck.
Yeah, I already don't like it.
I don't like it.
Wouldn't you agree, Kevin, that health is maybe the most important thing in your life? That's the most important thing you got.
Yes, Bean.
What? Why are you saying it like
because
that? Am
I'm
I wrong about
lie.
That?
No, you're right about that so far.
Okay, I'm just saying.
All
if
right.
If I see something that a guy says he's been doing that has put him in the best shape of his life, he is lean, he is fit, he is healthier than he's ever been before, he's lost a ton of weight, he's got a ton of energy, he sleeps better, his skin is perfect, I mean, no aches, no pains. If I see a story like that, I can't just not share that information with the world,
but
right?
It's going to be something ugly.
Well, look.
None of us are going to want to
do it.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Right?
On first glance, you may not love it. Let's meet, shall we, Dave Murphy, 54. He's a British man who stumbled upon what sounds like almost the fountain of youth. But again, it's a little bit unconventional.
Well, I've been drinking urine now for 6 years.
All right.
Yes!
Nope.
6 years!
I hate to say this, but I hope it's his.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
Okay.
All right. So you're already warming up to the idea.
Don't say warming up in urine.
Right.
All right. So he's been drinking urine now for 6 years. Let's find out more about Dave, shall we?
I got into it in May 2011. I went along to a festival, and this woman called Sylvia Chandler was giving a talk there. And me and my friends walked in, you know, arms folded, you know, tell us about drinking a wee lady.
By the way, Dave, you don't get to call somebody else names.
You can't mock wee lady.
So I crossed my arms and they're like, yeah, what do you got, wee lady?
What kind of festival was this?
Sorry, wee lady.
Yeah, no, I wondered that too because she said, so I walked in, they were giving a talk.
Yes.
A terrible festival.
Right.
Yes, I'm
terrible
curious.
Festival.
Curious as well. All right, so he's not expecting much out of the talk, however.
And we came out of there, all of us, like, we've got to try this.
All right, what could Sylvia have said that made five guys walk out of the tent going, seriously, time to start drinking our urine? I mean, that's a powerful, persuasive talk, right? Yeah.
So, to my knowledge, all five of us are still doing it to this day. And all of us have had our lives transformed because of it. My morning routine is basically get up, wee in my glass, drink most of it,
right,
leaving a little bit at the bottom.
Sure.
Now, why do you suppose he leaves a little bit at the bottom?
A little chaser for later.
Let's find out.
And, yeah, I'd wash myself with it. And that's essentially just pouring a little bit in the palm of my hand.
Yes, he washes himself. I told you his skin has never looked better, you guys. Apparently, urine has multifaceted uses, but I'm confused because my understanding, and I'm no biologist, my understanding is that urine is the stuff that your body wants to get rid of.
Yeah, it's expelling it.
It's waste. There's a reason why it doesn't absorb into your system, right? Yeah. Because it's the part that you don't want.
So your body is saying, I don't want this.
Right. Yeah. So I'm very confused how that can be the secret to good health. I don't fully understand the science behind it. But Dave sure believes.
And massaging it into my skin a section at a time. Okay, the benefits that I've experienced from drinking urine is, well, they started immediately. The first one within 10 minutes was this amazing feeling of well-being.
Are you surprised by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think anything works in 10 minutes.
No.
Right?
And a surprising sense of well-being, F you,
The first time I tried this, I would be like, what's wrong with me? What am I even doing right now?
Why did I do that?
Yes, you would be panicking that it was a mistake, I think, but this guy's already chill about it.
It's like bursts of energy. and a bit embarrassingly, I then realized that I'd been constipated because the first thing I did was I had a serious bowel movement.
Okay, I don't...
How much of this do we have to...
Who's hungry?
Bean.
I think there's about 30 seconds later left. There's more benefits that we haven't even discovered yet.
A good way of getting over the squeamishness is to mix it with juice. That's what I did in the beginning with me because I was a bit squeamish myself.
You know what's a better way to do it is just have the juice.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So what I would do is take urine, put it in the fridge, make it nice and cold.
Okay.
Then mix it with grapefruit juice, which was the strongest juice I could think of.
Uh-huh.
So that way I wouldn't taste any of the urine. And it worked. It was great. And then one day I was working away at a hotel and got up, weeding my glass as usual, and then realised I didn't have a fridge or any grapefruit juice.
What do you do?
So I really couldn't go down to the lobby with a glass full of and
right?
So I just thought, well, sod it, and knocked it back and then realised that actually it doesn't taste as bad as I thought.
So, I mean, I guess my takeaway is this sounds amazing, and I think Muggs is going to have to try it as the show's guinea pig.
I mean, I think so, too.
And see
for 6 years.
And report back and let us know in 6 years if he's right.
Yummy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52. Do we have time for a moment with Allie?
Sure.
Really? Sure. Yeah, because we were doing a contest yesterday. We were trying to come up with answers with the word three in them.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And here's the clue.
And now, a moment with Allie. This classic ABC sitcom revolved around some young roommates in Santa Monica and their nosy landlord. Here are some of its famous and truly awful theme song.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
The kisses are hers and hers and his.
Are you kidding me?
Allie!
Are you kidding me?
That was a moment with Allie.
And he still got it wrong.
And he still got it wrong.
That is not the point at all.
It is the point.
It's both are the point.
No, that's not the point. Regardless of whether he got an unfair advantage or not. What the hell?
Listen, calm down.
And it was a contest where we were wanting him to come up with that.
Right.
And you
don't
say it
right like you understand that, because obviously you don't.
So you're saying I shouldn't have continued singing when the music stopped and that was
Three's Company
his,
to may have not been answer? The thing to do.
That's what we were looking for from him specifically.
Let me tell you what, that's legendary, my boy.
Are we all okay? Did we get through life?
We're
all right?
We're better than we were.
Calm down.
Things that are bad are only bad if they're like catastrophic. Catastrophic,
correct.
I see. Okay.
Thank you, Ralph, for understanding.
Oh, I understand you more than you know.
Not sure what that means.
I'm not even
sure.
But it doesn't matter because it's not catastrophic, so I can say it.
Right?
Right?
Right.
More tickets to Carrick Weenie Roast in the second row, by the way, in 5 minutes. And then Dr. Drew joins us for his weekly visit, all coming up on K-Rock. Everybody get their nugs?
Yes.
Oh,
those pretty
are
sweet.
Some good nugs.
Pretty sweet.
Carter knew what he was doing.
That's right.
We all got nuggets from Wendy's.
because we were because we're Team Carter.
And you
here.
Didn't ask for them for free. Instead, like people who live in the world, you gave money and then they gave you food for it. The way it should be, not going on the internet bitching and moaning that you deserve free food.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Just right? saying.
Have you ever heard of the barter system, B?
Certainly.
Familiar with that process at all? Certainly. Bartering?
Yeah.
Where someone gets something of value to them in exchange for something of value to someone else?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of fun?
Look, I'm just saying I don't approve of what this Carter kid did, but I'm glad that you guys went out and gave Wendy some money in exchange for nuggets and everybody's happy. It's a win-win.
He needs to take a stand on certain things.
He does.
It's always ridiculous.
There's a line of sand when it comes to nuggets. Nuggets and daylight savings time. Those are the places where it's all over.
Look, if you don't care about nuggets, what do you care about?
No, we care about nuggets. We're eating them.
Did you see Veep on Sunday, by the way?
Oh, so much savings.
With Kent just losing his mind around everyone who was saying savings.
I recorded that.
You mean Kent?
I recorded that one.
How many behind?
How many behind are you on Veep?
About two.
Oh.
It's your standard answer.
Yeah.
Kent is the smartest one in the administration, though.
Because he's got Asperger's, that's why.
Well, he knows what's up.
What was that?
No one has been more proud of themselves right there than me.
There was a smug little noise at the end.
What's up?
Wow.
Why are you the way that you are?
All right.
I think we heard that. This is good news. They are making a movie about the story of Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl, beloved art author. Kevin, he wrote such books as?
Three's Company.
Really?
Two.
No, Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Yes. Kevin wrote...
The Twin Towers.
No. He wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
James and the Giant Peach. The BFG. Matilda. Just an outstanding children's author. And he was married to a very talented actress as well, named Patricia Neal. And so they're going to make a story about their love and life together and the difficulties and humor and personal tragedies and triumphs of these two superstars. Cool idea, I think. And the star who will play Roald Dahl is Hugh Bonneville,
which, if you
watch Downton Abbey at all, you know his work. And it's a great choice. So that's exciting times.
Sounds good.
I like it. You know Tiffany Haddish? Tiffany Haddish from the Carmichael Show?
Mm-hmm.
She's just been added.
Is she the girlfriend?
Yes. She's just been added to the cast of Tracy Morgan's new show on TBS.
Dave says she's the brother's ex-wife, not the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, take it all back.
No, she's very funny. Very funny woman.
Yeah, she's going to be performing alongside Tracy Morgan. He's getting his own comedy show on TBS. TBS has ordered 10 episodes of the show. That's untitled as of yet. But Tracy will play a guy who's just spent 15 years in prison and returns home to Brooklyn to find his former girlfriend has married a successful white guy who's helping to raise his twin sons that he never knew existed until he got out of prison.
Mm.
That sounds like fodder for comedy right there.
Agreed.
Lots of comic possibilities in that situation. Jennifer Hudson. Oh, no. She's two-time an American Idol.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, she was an American Idol contestant.
Right. But that season's over, right?
Her American Idol season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been over for some time.
Right.
She went on to win an Oscar and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be a coach on the next edition of The Voice.
Huh.
Joining Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and Miley Cyrus, who will be back for her second season.
Has there been a lot of crossover from Idol people onto The Voice?
I don't know.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Why does he think there's a T in Hudson?
Don't know.
Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., the Improv on Melrose. It is Hollywood Babylon. Me,
no.
Kevin Smith, and
no.
you, the three no. of us, in a room together in various states of undress. That's all I got to say. It's a good time. Go to improv.com to get your tickets. Join us tomorrow night for our Hollywood Babylon show. We have a good time.
No! You heard me. I said no.
No!
Blac Chyna's 29 years old today as we look at the celebrity birthdays. Jeffrey Donovan of Burn Notice fame is 49.
He's the one who killed and ate all those kids in Wisconsin, right? Wasn't that him?
That's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, my mistake.
Kevin, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Good job.
Oh, you're happy to give him
a yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer. That's a good pull.
Thanks.
And leader of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, is 84 years old. No,
one
sorry,
last.
Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry, Minister Farrakhan, we're out of time. We don't have
it's the greatest speech in the history of
20 minutes long.
We don't have time to look into atoning right now.
Hate
but
you
maybe,
so much.
Maybe at the last showbiz we can.
Promise.
Maybe last showbiz we can. Look into atonement and figure out what it means on your birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What about our weekly visit with our good friend, Dr. Drew Pinsky? DrDrew.com, by the way, for all the live appearances and podcasts. Ooh, getting some weird echo coming back. You guys hearing some of that?
No. Nope.
That sounds real weird. DrDrew.com is the website. Lots of great stuff going on. Don't forget the Heal.com app as well. Doc, how are you? Welcome back, sir.
I'm great. Thanks you. Thank you.
Two things real quick. One is the big topic we're going to get into is the controversy around the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. But we're getting a lot of listeners asking us to ask you about something we were just talking about on the show a few minutes ago, which is what's the deal with drinking human urine? There's no way there's benefits to doing that, right?
Oh, you guys. The big concern with it is that your urine is putting out urea, right? That's we call it urine. And urea, if you do not expel it through your urine, will accumulate and you will develop something called uremia, and that can kill you. And if you're doing it for a short period of time, it's no big deal. Like you're trying to maintain your volume like you're Bear Grylls and, you know, out in the wilderness. But if you're doing it for weeks on end, that's going to be a disaster.
I just started it like a half hour ago. Am I okay?
No.
We were just listening to tape from a guy who's been doing it for 6 years and says he's never felt better. He's never been in better shape. His skin is great. He lost lots of weight. He's got tons of energy. And we just can't figure out how that's possible.
No, he must be sneaking a little pee here and there.
Okay. All right. So Dr. Drew, you're going to come out with a controversial stand and saying, no, don't drink your own urine.
That's controversial, but I'll take that one.
All right. Let's move on. Netflix, 13 Reasons Why. It's one of the most talked about shows of 2017, and it's also been very controversial. There are even people who have started petitions online to get Netflix. They're hoping to pull the series. What's this all about, Doc?
I don't understand. I've got to tell you that now whenever you do anything that raises awareness about suicide or in any way makes suicide sort of explicit, you find copycats. You find people that will go ahead and use that as a blueprint to commit suicide, particularly if it's in any way, I don't want to say glamorized, but if there's somebody in the public that has done it, then there's likely to be a copycat.
But can I ask you a question about the copycat, though?
There's a contagion to suicide we've always known about, but go ahead.
Is that person going to commit suicide anyway and just finds a way by looking?
The answer is we really don't know for sure.
Okay.
So the question is it a statistical aberration that somebody who's going to sort of clusters around the motivation of the contagion? That's certainly a possibility. Certainly they're not well kids. They're not good, you know.
When somebody high profile, like a Kurt Cobain, for instance, commits suicide, were there a rash of people after he committed suicide that did it because of him?
Yes, there always are a little cluster of suicides after a celebrity suicide. We've known that forever, but I don't think that's why I'm confused about this particular series. I think if anything, it's kind of I kind of admire what they're trying to do. I don't understand the controversy. I really don't. It's sad. It's a story of all the damage that's done from a suicide. There's some things that I don't think they did properly in terms of the reality of how this goes. But, like, for instance, you know, the kid Alex that shoots himself at the end of the series, that's a more typical teen suicide. I mean, it's a male, it's a gun, it's impulsive, boom, and that's that.
Right. I hadn't watched that episode yet. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Appreciate
thank
that.
You. Spoiler alert.
The book has been around for about 10 years or so, and now it's this popular series. For folks who don't know, a 17-year-old high school girl commits suicide, and the reason it's called 13 Reasons Why is she leaves behind cassette tapes addressing all of the people that made her life miserable while she was alive. And I think maybe glamorized isn't the right word, but I think a lot of people look at this and go, wow, she did it in such an elegant way where she got revenge, and she's a winner, and she was obviously very pretty, and she's, you know, glamorous because she's on TV.
That's a distortion. Because any kid that would, and anybody that torments from the grave tends to be people that are tormenting others during life. In other words, these are people with typically severe personality disorders. Now, I'm not saying that it's really, to me, more of a series about rape and bullying, right? And it's really not about the suicide, if you get right down to it. And there was an interesting exploration where, and if you notice also in the series, they give you little hints that, well, maybe that's just Hannah's point of view. Maybe this isn't really what happened. You're not, I think raising that idea is interesting. It's not that she wasn't bullied or not that it wasn't rape. But it's just that's always an interesting kind of aspect to these things as they go down in real life. And people need to be very clear and report them when they happen. That's the thing about all these things. They have to be reported immediately or they become distorted in the vapors.
Right. Now, do you think that there are a lot of parents, and you probably run into this throughout the years of doing your practice, Dr. Drew, and especially on Loveline, there are parents who just don't want their kids ever subjected to anything controversial or bad. If it's slut shaming or drunk driving or suicide or whatever, they just they want to pretend it doesn't exist so they don't ever want it to even be in their kids' mouths, right?
All parents, to some extent, are in denial. That's just part of being a parent. We all have a default position, which is not my kid. And the primary reason for that is that it's painful. It's very painful to acknowledge your child's in pain or that your child is suffering in some way or the object of something you'd rather not think about or is behaving in a certain way they'd rather they not. It's really painful to acknowledge that. And so naturally parents just go, no, or they don't want to see it. But the most dangerous thing a parent ever says is not my kid. But I'll tell you what, I still think that this series is, we've had series like this back since, ABC Afternoon Special. This is not a new thing for mm-hmm. people to put these topics on television. And as long as I've been around, I've been saying, look, this is an opportunity for you to sit with your kids and to discuss these things and bring it out in the open. And it's a nice little exploration of it. It's not perfectly accurate. There's all kinds of things that should have been different. But it was interesting. It was courageous to try to, go so many different ways with this thing. All the different things that were happening are things that really are happening to young people all the time.
So would you go so far as to say that if you have a preteen or young teenager in the house that you would encourage them to watch this? You think this would start a lot of good conversation in the household and maybe it's a good idea?
I'm not sure I would go that far except to say that if your kid is interested in watching it and if their peers are watching it, watch it with them and make sure you have conversation about it after each episode. The other thing that it got into a little bit was the aspect of digital safety. And then that goes deep, too. I mean, all the texts and things that were going around in the series, in California, every time those texts are sent, it's a felony. Those kids, by accepting the text and sending the text, they're committing a felony. So there's lots of things to be discussed that are brought up in the series. And, left to their own devices, just watching it on your own as an adolescent, I understand it could be a little bit provocative and it could be problematic. But an opportunity to parent, I don't object to it.
I hate to be a kid right now.
No kidding.
It'd be
hard, right, Allie?
Impossible.
I'd spend my life in jail. I know that.
Well, for sure.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got your take as a reasonable adult on this because everybody is talking about it. It's 13 Reasons Why. It's available now on Netflix. Go to drdrew.com, by the way. And don't forget, that's for all the podcasts and live appearances. Don't forget, you can always hear The Good Doctor on the radio with our friend Mike Catherwood, Monday through Friday, noon till 3 on 790 KABC. Thanks, Doc. We'll do it again soon.
You got it.
All day long today here on the world famous K-Rock, you win tickets in the second row for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Rosie Fiesta 2017. Jeannie Rodriguez from Palmdale just won hers. Thank you for listening to the Kevin Bean Show, Jeannie. We appreciate it. Your chance to win coming up at noon, then again at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Good luck. Get all the details at krock.com.
And now, a moment with Allie. This classic ABC sitcom revolved around some young roommates in Santa Monica and their nosy landlord. Here is some of its famous and truly awful theme song.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his.
Three's company.
Are you kidding me?
Allie!
Are you kidding me? That was a moment with Allie.
So funny.
That was exactly the answer that we were looking to the listener for.
And he got it wrong.
And then he got it wrong. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
You know, we don't ask you to help us, but you can't work against us, Allie. That's the only thing we ask.
Right,
you.
I do that.
Right.
I have that position.
So that role is filled. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hey, how about one more look at the showbiz beat with our friend Ralph Garman?
Well, first of all, go Ducks, right?
Go Ducks.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Anaheim Ducks last night. Their big victory and moving on in the
to their last playoffs. Round of the playoffs.
How dare you? I'm on the Ducks bandwagon now. I'm pulling for him. Yeah,
you're a good man, Ralph.
Thank you, Chip. And with that in mind,
sell out.
Speaking of moments with,
no, I don't think.
Remember that time we were talking about the announcer for the...
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Is that... So he doesn't... Are you
common.
A regular Duck fan? You watch all the time him?
That was that A Moment with magic. Kevin.
That is now and forever. That's like the musical Cats.
It's got to be top 10 all time, right?
Easily.
Yeah, yeah. Got to be.
Of anything anyone has ever said, not just this show.
Oh, wow.
A history of man. Hey, speaking of the musical Cats, did you hear about NBC's new live Broadway musical?
I did.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Dumb. Look, I don't think there's going to be a big audience for Jesus Christ Superstar on NBC. Now, they are doing it Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tie-in.
Didn't they do last year or the year before they did some sort of live passion thing or whatever?
It was the Jesus' Perp Walk or whatever.
Yeah, it was called. Through the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that was some the name of it.
Jesus' Perp Walk.
I don't think that was it.
They did. They put him in cuffs and then they...
He was walking with the cross.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It was bad news.
Not so much a perp walk. Please take it back.
Well, he was arrested and convicted, Allie, and sentenced to death.
I mean,
how is he not a perp?
Thank you. Once again, I put my finger on the pulse of all things religious.
It's science.
Thank you. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice apparently are going to pitch in and help produce the live event.
It has a lot of...
Only them.
Great songs in it. I mean, it's 50 years old now. I don't know how many people remember or care about it.
It's kind of dated, though.
I think so, too.
It's very 70s. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Do they use the word righteous a lot?
I think they do.
Because they're so in.
Anyway. But before that, don't forget.
The
December.
Passion.
December. No, December on NBC. We get Bye Bye Birdie live.
Huh.
Starring Jennifer Lopez.
Do you like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the musical Bye Bye Birdie. I think it's a lot of fun. And I think it's the kind of thing that young and old alike can enjoy. And, of course, the lovely and talented Jennifer Lopez will be starring. Which stuns me because, look, she's got Shades of Blue already on NBC.
Uh-huh. We're not playing the speech,
she's
are we?
Got World, no, she's got World of Dance, her new dance competition show on NBC that she's doing. And... And now,
falling asleep.
And now she's going to be not only performing it—that means a ton of rehearsal—but also an executive producer of this live musical "Bye Bye Birdie" in December on NBC. I just can't imagine how she can find the time to pack all of that work into her busy, busy schedule. But then, you know, it struck me when I thought about it. That when it comes to Jennifer Lopez, there's always room for J-Lo.
Yeah!
Oh, that was a good one.
You know what's sweet, Bean, is when you were on vacation, Ralph tried to do that, and we don't have that music.
Yeah. So I got all the way down to it, and they're like, we don't have that. It's like, so no payoff.
Good time.
Quitters never give up.
Right?
J-Lo interrupt us. That's what that was.
I feel like the rose is what's the rose off the bloom or is the bloom off the rose? Which one? How does it go?
The bloom is off the rose.
All right, I feel like that's what's happening with these musicals. I feel like they came out strong with some good ones, the ones that people cared about and wanted to see, and now they're just getting into like the second and third tier, and I don't think it's going to work out very well.
All right,
good chat.
It's Bean's take. A lot of TV news. Timeless has been canceled. Modern Family, we found out yesterday, renewed for 2 seasons.
Good.
Last Man Standing, canceled.
Now, what's that about? Before you move on, because we've been talking about this off air, Allie brought up an excellent point, which was that show has been really popular.
With whom?
America.
It wins its time slot on Friday nights.
The TV watching audience?
Every week it wins its time slot.
I am.
I haven't seen it
I'm
either.
I'm stunned because I feel no buzz, no heat, no attention paid to that show whatsoever.
Same.
So maybe the numbers are good, but it was not on my radar.
Why did you cancel it?
I did not.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
I'm just reporting.
Okay.
iZombie on CW has been renewed.
Excellent.
Gotham and Last Man on Earth also renewed. And The Blacklist has just been announced. Excellent. Coming back as well, which is awesome and has been so good this year. So it's all good news right there. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I will be talking about all things show business, as we do on a show we call Hollywood Babylon. It's a lot of fun. We'd love to have you come join us. It's 10 p.m. tomorrow night. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets and details.
No. You have to really enunciate. No. No.
Black China is 29 years old today as we look at celebrity birthdays. Jeffrey Donovan from Burn Notice, 49. And Louis Farrakhan, leader of the Nation of Islam, is 84 years old today. He's probably going to atone for his birthday, wouldn't you think?
I want to take one last look at the word atonement.
No. Okay.
The first four letters of the word form the foundation. A-T-O-N.
All
right. Oh, it's easy enough.
Aton.
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 Aton. All right, thanks so much.
Aton.
Aton.
Is that a word?
The one God.
It's the one God, Aton.
So if you look at the Aton, add an E to it, and separate the A from the next four letters, and you get the word A. Tone.
A tone. One tone. A given
tone. Tone means sound.
Sound, right.
And A, the first letter of the alphabet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the first letter of the numerical system is one.
Hold on.
So A equals one.
One's not a numerical
letter. So A sound means
one sound.
When you hear the A, tone.
With the one sound.
You will hear the right sound.
I'm confused.
So
I'm,
what is the A tone?
I don't
in
know.
In music, A equals 440 vibrations.
What now?
How long have we been in America? 440 years. Well, in the 440th year,
you lost me,
from the one God, the so atone, will come the A tone.
So, okay. So,
because
happy anniversary?
We've got to atone for all that we have done wrong.
Okay.
This okay. is making insanely good sense to me.
And when you atone, if you take the T and couple it with the A,
what?
And hyphenate it,
what?
You get
and hyphenate it.
So when you atone, you become at one.
At one. Okay.
At one with who?
I don't know.
At
the Adon.
Or the one God.
Oh.
Because you heard the A tone.
The A tone.
When you get at one.
This can't be real.
You get the next two letters. It is M-E.
What?
Me.
No.
Me.
If you add another letter.
Okay.
To M-E.
Why would you?
You get an N.
Why would you?
What does that say? Man.
Man.
Now if you add the T on.
Man.
This is all willy-nilly.
You get the suffix mint.
Mentos.
Mentos.
Mint means action.
Mentee.
So when you say, I'm atoning, you got to act on it. And then you're back to the A tone.
Oh, God, I don't have time to go back to the A tone. I don't have that kind of energy.
That is real, you guys.
Yeah.
I think there's like seven more minutes.
There are.
He's 84 years old today.
Yeah. It was a great speech.
Glad he's living a good long life. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, so we've got the movie beat. We also have a brand new internet roundup, and we've got your tickets in the front row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta tomorrow.